This call is being recorded.
Good morning, this is Deborah Evans.
Good morning, happy Monday. Switch from Arizona. I'm your greeter this morning. Anybody else on the line?
Good morning.
Good morning, Diva Carr.
Good morning.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Good morning.
Good morning, Simona.
Good morning. I heard some for Susie and then a Simona.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, this is James.
Good morning, Brother James.
Reverend Evans is here.
Good morning.
All right, good morning, morning. Happy, happy Monday. It's Leticia from Arizona. I'm your greeter this morning. Did anybody else join the line and like to say good morning?
Morning, T. Morning, family.
Good morning.
Peace and love.
Good morning, happy Monday. Leticia from Arizona, I'm your greeter this morning. Does anybody else join the line? I'd like to say good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday. It's Leticia from Arizona. I'm the greeter this morning. Did anybody else join the line? I'd like to say good morning.
Good morning, this is Pam. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning, Sister Pam. How are you, Sister Pam?
Good morning, Sister Veronica.
Good morning, Sister Veronica. Happy Monday.
Good morning. This is Kedra.
Good morning, Sister Kedra. How are you? Happy Monday.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday. It's Leticia from Arizona. I'm here Greer this morning. Did anybody walk? I'd like to say good morning before I get started.
Good morning. This is Liz.
Good morning, Sister Liz. Thanks for joining us.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you. Well, I'm going to go ahead and get started with the business that is at hand. Hello again. I'm Leticia from Arizona, and I am your hostess this morning. Thank you for joining us here at Declare Victory. We're a prayer call that meets Monday through Saturday, starting at 6 a.m. Pacific time, to edify, empower, encourage, and equip you with your walk with Christ. Please feel free to invite a friend so they can be blessed as well. This month of October, journey with us here on Declare Victory as we dive deep to seek and hear from God on His will, from our lives, and for His kingdom in this day and age and time. The theme for October is now. What are we to do now? You don't want to miss these teachings, these stories, lessons that the Declarers are preparing as they have heard from God to deliver to His people. We have one announcement today. If you've been blessed by the call, we have made it possible for you to give a love offering to declarevictory.org or visit us at our PayPal account at paypal.me/declarevictory. Your donation is fully tax deductible and will help us continue to broadcast. We thank you very much in advance and pray we return to you triple fold. There are no prayer requests on the app. The order of the call today is the declaration will be done by none other, Sister Pamela Jordan. Praying and leading us in corporate praise will be done by Sister Imani. Again, the declaration will be done by Sister Pamela Jordan. Praying and leading us in corporate praise will be done by Sister Imani. I thank you, everybody who's already joined the call and pressed your standard mute button. Please make sure that you check it periodically throughout the call to make sure it is still muted until you are instructed to do otherwise. After the corporate praise, we'll go right back into the closing comments by Sister Pamela Jordan. I now pass the call. Have a blessed day.
Amen. I just want to thank Sister Leticia for hosting and greeting us this morning. And to Imani, who will be our prayer warrior this morning, I just want to say good morning to all of you there in here in Victor Land. As Leticia stated, the theme this month is now. Over the last 8 months, we've been going over various topics such as love. During the month of February, motivation in March, humility in the month of April, trust in May. We dealt with healing in June, hope in July, and we even shared our own testimonies during the month of August. And last month, we dealt with our identity. And as she stated, this month, we'll be dealing with now. Now what? And so for the topic this morning, I like us to look at seeking God now. Seeking God now. I want to remind everyone to please make sure that your call is on mute and please continue to keep it on mute for the integrity of the call. Seeking God now. The text that I'll be using will be Matthew, the 6th chapter, verse 33. And I'll actually be sharing other verses and chapters throughout the declaration. Someone once talked about how life is like a dollar bill. I've heard this kind of premise before on how life is like a dollar bill, and that you can spend it any way you want, you can use it any way you want, but you can only spend it one time. You can waste it or you can invest it. And that's the way our life that God has given us is. Here on earth, we only have one life, and it's up to us to use it the best that we can and to allow God to use it. And that's what I really want to kind of deal with today, is to encourage us as we look at this one life that God has given us here on this earth, even though we all know that one day we'll be in heaven, but what about now? What are we doing now? Matthew 6:33 says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." And when you think about this particular verse, I kind of want to deal a little bit with the context of this verse and, you know, what was happening during this time. During this time, this is one of the very first sermon that Jesus gave publicly, and it was a part of his Sermon on the Mount that starts in chapter 5 of Matthew. And he's preaching to the people, to this massive, over 5,000 people, men, and, you know, we have no idea how many women or children were there, but he's there by the Sea of Galilee, and he's up on this hill, which is, you know, where this Sermon on the Mount comes from, because he's elevated, and he's speaking, sharing all kinds of things to the people about the Beatitudes, the blessed are the pure in heart, and he talks about how we are the light of the world, and how we need to be the salt of the earth. And he talked about many different things. But what I want to focus on this morning is the particular verse here in chapter 6, dealing with seeking God. And as I said, within the context of this text, the people that he's speaking to are dealing with a very turmoil time in their life. He's talking to a people who are pawns in their own homeland. They have been overrun and dethroned by the Roman government, and the Roman government has all of these laws and things that they have enforced. And so it's this time of fear for these people. They are questioning, you know, where their meal is going to come from. They have a lot on their mind. They're dealing with where their finances are going to come from. They're also questioning where, if there will be a drought, or will there be enough rain that will be able to grow crops. And so they're really concerned and overwhelmed by a lot of things, similar like we are even today, dealing with the government and what's happening in D.C. and many of us not knowing. And so that's what's happening during this time. You know, the people are wondering if they have enough money for oil. Are they going to have money for food? You know, there's no Whole Foods stores. There's no Trader Joe's or Safeway stores. So they're wondering, will they be able to buy food? Because, like I said, the Roman emperor is running everything, and they're enforcing the laws that tell them how much they need to pay for every part of things that they need to live and survive, the oils for their lamps, the wood to cook and to keep warm. And during this time, the Roman Empire were so cruel to the people that they enforced these tax laws on them to the point that they were paying close to 80% of their living in taxes. I mean, can you imagine that? I mean, I know many of us get overwhelmed and frustrated by the taxes that we pay every year, but to think that, you know, they were having to pay enormous amount of taxes. And if they failed to pay these taxes, what was happening was they either confiscated your children, they beheaded you, they took your children and kept them as slaves. And so there was just this really time of uncertainty, and people were fearful and worrying. You know, if you look at this whole chapter, it talks about, you know, don't worry about what you'll eat or drink or, you know, what you will wear. And so Jesus speaks about these things. And in the midst of these concerns, Jesus says to them, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All of their concerns about rain and food and oil and wood and money for their taxes. Can I ask you to please mute your call? He's saying, seek first. Seek God first. And he's not saying just seek him, because it's not just enough to seek him. But he's saying, seek him first. Seek him first. It's really powerful when you think about, like I said, everything that they were dealing with. And yet they were told to seek God first. Now, when you look at the word seek, the word seek means to go after, to chase. It means to pursue desperately. Someone needs to mute their call. Thank you. And so the word seek means to chase, to desperately pursue. And so he's telling them that they must pursue God with such a passion. And like I said, it's not just this passionate pursuing, but it's an ongoing pursuing. Because as we know in John, when Jesus was talking to, when he was talking to, when he was talking to him about being born again, you know, that's just a one-time thing to be born again. But this is an ongoing thing when you're seeking and pursuing God. And so God is saying, Jesus is saying, seek your Heavenly Father. Seek that the kingdom of God. And that's the agenda that God has given us today. He's telling us to seek God with such a passion, to pursue him and pursue him first. And I want to look at what that means and what the journey of seeking, pursuing God looks like. So I want to kind of go into chapter 6, just before Jesus tells them to seek God. He says, you know, don't worry about what you shall eat, what you'll drink, what your clothes are. And he says that if God will provide the fowl in the air, the birds with food, how much more will he do it for man? And he's saying, don't worry, because God will provide for you. And then he goes on to say, oh, ye of little faith. And so I want to look at this seeking God first and paralleling it to our faith in God and how much faith we have in God, because it takes a lot of faith to seek a God and trust him with every area of our life. For Jesus goes on to say that everything will be added. So once you're seeking the kingdom of God, you're seeking the rule and reign of Christ, you're seeking that God is in control. And what I want to look at is, it says seek the kingdom of God. And so I want to talk about a little bit about the kingdom of God. I'm sorry, I'm kind of all over the place here. But I want to look at that, the kingdom of God and what it means to seek the kingdom of God now. Because in order to seek the kingdom of God, we need to know what the kingdom is. In Proverbs, it says, there is a way that seems unto a man, that seems right unto a man, but in the end thereof, it leads to death. And so there's sometimes we're seeking and searching after things that are not of God. And we think we're seeking and searching after the right thing. But it says that there's a way that seems right unto a man, but in the end, it leads to death. And so, like I said, therefore, we need to know what it means to seek the kingdom. And putting that, the kingdom priority, I'm sorry. Hold on one second. Okay, let me back up just a little bit. When we seek God and put him first, like I said, it's kind of a chasing after God. It's chasing after him. It's a desiring him with all of our heart. It's that longing for. Sometimes we get distracted in our lives and we begin to long for things and seek things that are not according to God's will for us. And we begin to seek things that are not for us. We will begin to seek the wrong person in our lives. Like maybe we're seeking a house or seeking a car or seeking that spouse or that person, that special person in our lives. And we find ourselves being matched with the wrong person because we're not putting God first and allowing him to direct us and instruct us on what we need to do. But we need to seek God's rule and reign in our lives and allow him to supply our needs so that he will provide those riches and glory. But the question becomes, do you have the faith to really believe God, to really trust him at his word, and to know that he will provide our needs? The scripture says that it's impossible to please God. That without faith, it's impossible to please God. But we need to make sure that we allow God to be the first priority in our lives. Because once the moment of putting God first passes, and before we know it, we transition from this life on to heaven, we won't have another chance. Like that dollar bill, that life is wasted. And so we need to make sure that we're pursuing God and chasing him and putting him first in our lives. We can take vacations. We can shop. We can seek one career after another. But until we're really seeking God and putting God first, we'll be empty and we'll find ourselves still needing more and more stuff. Recently, my son and I had an opportunity to really clean our house and do like a fall cleaning. And I was so embarrassed by all of the stuff that we end up carrying to Salvation Army. I mean, we literally had bags and bags of stuff I didn't need, stuff that I never even used, stuff that still had the receipts on them and the tags on them. But here I was trying to become satisfied by buying things and seek happiness and try to wash away my depressions of being sick with buying things, that I lost my focus. And I began to put my focus on things and items. But until we really trust God, we'll never understand, until we put God first in our lives, what he has for us. If he's not first in our lives, then the question is, who is or what is? Because if we're not putting God first, then something is having that priority spot in our lives. So why is it that we're not putting God first? Why is it that we're not allowing God to have that first priority spot in our lives? If we're to seek and put God first, Matthew 15:40 says, 13:40 says that the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure that a man will discover that's hidden in a field. And he will hide it again and then sell everything that he owns to get enough money to buy this field. And then in verse 45, it says again that this kingdom of heaven is like a merchant that is looking for choice pearl. He discovers a pearl that is of great value, and he sold everything that he owned and bought it. And so, like I was saying earlier, in order to really seek God and his kingdom, we need to know and understand what the kingdom of God is about. And here it's saying that the kingdom of God is like a valued treasure. It's like a pearl, a precious pearl. Who would not want that? Who would not want to sell everything that they own in order to possess that? And God is saying that if you put him first, he will be our all. He will be everything that we need. There'll be nothing more that we'll need here on this earth if we're putting him first. And then Romans 14:17 says that the kingdom of God is not a matter of what to eat or drink, but of living a life of goodness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. And so here the kingdom of God is this place of peace, this place of joy. How many of us are living in peace today? How many of us are living this life of joy? Or do you have this pressure, this sense of uncertainty, like the people that Jesus was speaking to? Now, I have a question. Why should we seek God? In Psalms 113:5, it says, "Who can compare with the Lord our God? who is enthroned on high. He stoops to look down on heaven and on earth. And he lifts the poor from the dust and the needy from the garbage dumps. And he sets them among the princes, even the princes of his own people. And he gives the childless woman a family, making her happy, a happy mother. Praise ye the Lord. So there's nothing that we need if we put God first. There's nobody greater than God. I mean, he will make every provision. We're fulfilled if we seek God first. Everything will be added for us. In Psalms 34:10, it says that the young lion suffers want and hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Are you seeking him today? Are you seeking God now? Because when you have God in your life, you will lack nothing. For God is our all in all. Why should we seek God? Because God is seeking us. James 4 tells us that draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. You might ask, why would God want to seek us? I'm not like that treasure that in the field in Matthew. I'm not this precious stone, but in the sight of God, we are. And God desires us. And when we start to make one step towards him, he will begin to seek after us too. He will draw nigh to us. Because God desires us. God loves us. Why should we seek God? Because if we seek God, we will find him. You might be asking, well, how do I go about seeking God first? How do I make God first in my life? You might ask, how do you know that you're seeking God's kingdom first? You first need to ask, where is faith? Because your actions actually should line up with your faith. You shouldn't have to tell people what you believe because they should be able to see it. They should be able to see it by your actions, how you live, what you do, how you speak. And all of us on this call should be able to say that we're seeking God first in our time, because first thing in the morning, we're right on this call and we're spending God together on this call. But are you doing it on a personal level? And what about in our giving? Where do we primarily spend our money? Where do we spend our time and our energy? I want to ask each of you guys today, I want you to look at your bank statements. I want you, there's apps sometimes. I know my app will tell me exactly where I'm spending my money. Is all your time and money being spent on things, on activities, or they won't last? Are they being spent on the services of God? I mean, we have an opportunity right here on this call, and they talk about it each morning. Every day we call in, we pull up to the table, we feast off of the harvest and eat a good meal, and we back our chairs up and we hang up off the car and call and never feed into this ministry. So you have an opportunity right on this call to sow a seed into this ministry and to show that you are putting God first in your giving. And you'll be putting your money into a ministry, into something that will last an eternity and not burnt in the fire? Are you trusting God so that you can put his kingdom first? Are you like the people in the book of Haggai? Let me turn to that book really quick. In the book of Haggai, it talks about how the people were in the book of Haggai, we find the people God has instructed them to do, build this temple. And we find the people here in the book of Haggai not seeking first the kingdom of God. And even though Jesus tells them later in Matthew to seek first and all the things will be added, here in the book of Haggai, in that first chapter, God's people were released from captivity. And there's a small remnant in Jerusalem that were given the provision to build this temple. And God had not only instructed them and told them what to do, but he gave them the provisions to do it. But after a lot of turmoil went forth and discussion went forth, all of a sudden the work stopped. And for 16 years, and I don't know who I'm speaking to on this call, but you know that God has given you the provision and God has instructed you to move forward and do something in your life, whether it's to write that book or to start that business. But for 16 years, the work stopped. And during that time, the people went on and lived their lives, and they began to live in homes and build lavish homes and acquire great wealth. And God finally just stopped with it, you know, he stopped being silent about it. And he confronted the people. And what he says is that my house lies in ruins while each of you busy yourself with your own homes. And that's in Haggai 1:9. You see, they weren't seeking first the kingdom of God. They were too busy building up their own treasures and their own homes, and their focus and priorities were all wrong. But Jesus, when he said, seek first the kingdom of God, he wants our relationship with God to always be a priority. And if there's anything else that has that priority, either that comes in that first place, and if we're putting God or some other thing in first place, if we're putting God in second or third place, we need to refocus what our priorities are. Because we need to make sure that every area of our life is in agreement with what God calls us to do. And we begin to live like that with faith in God, then he promised that all things will be added unto us. All things will be added unto us. And that's God's promise. That's God's guarantee that he'll provide everything that we need. We're not stronger than God. We can't provide more than God. We can't outgive God. So we need to trust him and put our faith in him and allow him to be our strength, our priority, and be our provision, and put him first. Seek God first now, as I pass the call.
Do not worry saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Oh, merciful Father God, as I come before you, basking in your glory and thanking you for your mercy and your grace. Thanking you for your mercy and your grace, merely not taking anything for granted that you've done for each and every one of us on this line today, Father God. Oh, merciful God, thank you for allowing us to have each and every one of our limbs working, Father God. Having our faculties and the clarity of the day. And thank you, Father God. Oh, merciful God, thank you for what you will do for the day that comes before us, Father God. Allowing us to get to our destination safely in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, merciful God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. As I come before you for the prayer request that was unsaid, Father God, just thanking you for watching over our government, Father God, watching over our city council, Father God, and our police departments in each and every city that we live in, Father God, our fire departments in the name of Jesus, Father God, asking you to look after them and protect them and let them do the best that they can with the best of the ability that you give them in the name of Jesus, and always doing the right thing in the name of Jesus. For this up-and-coming election, Father God, oh, I just need you to be in the midst of it. In the name of Jesus, Father God, let your will be done. There's no mistakes in what you do in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask you to continue to bless our families. Father God, you know the need of our families to be mended closer together without any strife in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, look after our children, our younger children, and our older children, Father God. Just look after them wherever their foot trod in the name of Jesus, Father God. If they stray too far, bring them back home in the name of Jesus, the shepherd that you are in the name of Jesus. Bring them back to the light in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask you to continue to lift up our marriages, Father God. Oh, merciful God, you know the needs right now, Father God. If there's not a storm, we're getting out of a storm or approaching a storm, we just ask you to just see us through it in the name of Jesus, Father God. Carry us in the name of Jesus, Father God. Merely, we do not have to win every fight in the name of Jesus. Keep us, continue to be in the midst of our marriages in the name of Jesus, family God. Oh, family. Oh, merciful God, I just ask you to continue to lift up Maddie, Father God, where she's growing so fast, Father God. Continue to lift her up and know that she is loved by you and wonderfully made in your image in the name of Jesus. Continue to lift up Michelle in the name of Jesus, Father God, as she looks after Maddie in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, merciful God, continue to lift up Josiah, Josiah, Josiah. In the name of Jesus, you already know what you, the plans that you have for this young man in the name of Jesus. Continue to lift up Dion, the visionary of the call, Father God. Continue to guide her in the footsteps that you want her to be in, Father God. Not her, but what you want her to do in the name of Jesus, Father God. And her two older sons, in the name of Jesus, put your covering over them right now, Father God. Tuck them under your wings and guide them in the name of Jesus. Oh, merciful God, you already know the needs. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my Father God, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, merciful God, how much we love and appreciate you. I ask you to continue to lift up Serenity, Zaniah, Zamiah, Zamaria. In the name of Jesus, Father God, cover those babies as you see fit. You already know the plans that you have for them, Father God. Continue to lift up each and every one of our businesses that are need to be sparked, as Pamela said, that someone is waiting in the wings. 16 years, 20 years have passed, and God has given us a vision, and we're sitting like laying eggs and not moving forward because of whatever, not fear, Father God. We ask you that we seek him and ask him to guide us in each and every endeavor that we have in our life, Father God. We are king's kids. And we're supposed to move accordingly in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, thank you, Father God, right now for each and every unsaid prayer request. If it's your will, Father God, it is already done, Father God. Mercy, mercy, mercy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you have something to praise, you say, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. As we take our phones off of mute, Father God,
And we begin
Amen.
To go into corporate prayer,
Hallelujah.
Thanking you for
Thank
your
Hallelujah.
Love.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father
oh,
God.
Lord,
thank you for the glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praising
Lord,
him, Father God, right now for allowing us
Jesus,
to get to our
man.
Destination.
Thank you, Lord.
Promise,
thank you for this
day, Father
God. Thank you for this day.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you for allowing us to have a voice to be able to pray.
Thank you for your Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus. Right now. Hallelujah. Cover that marriage that is going through, Father God, right now. For that parent who can't make that decision, pull her through, pull him through, Father God. For the smile on their face, knowing that thank you for each and every individual on the call.
Pray
over
today, Father, all
this well
with
you. Pray in the name of Jesus, Father God. Mercy, 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 Father God. It is already done. Pretty Patrice and Eric and Juju in the name of Jesus. Oh, merciful God. Thank you. In the name of Jesus. Each and every person that picked up the throne is going to call in today. Pamela, continue to heal her body, Father God. Watch over her son in the name of Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for what you've contributed to her
fears
in the name of Jesus. Bless her when she's on her way to work, Father God. Her presence on your network in the name of Jesus, Father God. Thank you for our children who are going off to college, Father God. Meet every need of our parents Father God, who doesn't know how to provide. Thank you for that person who is battling with a health condition that you see them through at Jehovah Rapha in the name of Jesus. Heal their bodies in the name of Jesus. Regulate that mind in the name of Jesus, Father God. Mercy, mercy, mercy. You are, we're supposed to cast all of our cares on you and knowing that you will do it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for meeting each and every need, Father God, for month to month, Father God. The lights are on, the water is running, the plumbing is working. Father God, the refrigerator has food in the name of Jesus. Thank you for meeting the needs financially, Father God. We will no longer live in the life of poverty, Father God.
Open up our minds, Lord God.
King in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, Father God. Oh, merciful God, thank you for declare victory. Marriage matters.
Oh, thank you, Lord God. Help us to worship, Lord God, in our way of life, Lord God.
Bible study in the name of Jesus, Father God. Thank you for meeting the needs for each and every prayer call that is under the umbrella of declared victory, Father God. Let that bank account just supersede what she's ever can even imagine, Father God. As you continue to feed the hungry and let the poor sick, Father God. Oh, merciful God. Just continue to have your hands in the midst of this ministry each and every day in the name of Jesus. Not man, but it is you in the name of Jesus. For any one of our children who have chosen, Father God, for bring them back to the
Father.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God.
For struggling with your addiction, Father God.
For all of us,
the battle of addiction, Father God, and ask you to take over your name, Father God. Mercy, 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 hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, Father God.
Hallelujah, Lord God.
Hanging in her husband in name. Lift him up, Father God. Walk the best path in all. Mercy, mercy, mercy. Thank you, Jesus. For the person who comes after me, Father God, I ask you to guide me all in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory to be God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. And I say yes, yes, yes. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God.
Lord Jesus.
Oh, Father God, if
you shall more of you and less of me, Lord Jesus. Be a better person today than I was yesterday, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, merciful God.
Jesus. as we pass the call back over to us.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm passing the call in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. At this time, I want to give other callers who have called in an opportunity to say hello. Are there any other callers who have called in who would like to say hello at this time?
Good morning.
Happy Monday. This is Yvette.
Good morning, Yvette.
Good morning. It's Diane.
Good morning, it's Diane.
Good morning, Sister Carolyn. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning,
Pam. This is Barbara. It's so good to hear your sound.
Barbara. Oh, it's so good to hear your sound, too.
Good morning, it's Juliet. Hi, Pam.
Juliet, hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, it's Debbie.
Pam, it's Bonnie. Good to hear your sound.
Good morning.
Yes, good to hear your sound.
Praise God. At this time, I want to open it up for a discussion, and I didn't really write any particular questions, so I just want to kind of open the call up. As I was preparing for the declaration, the Lord just really laid it on my heart about seeking God now. And, you know, after everything that we had discussed over the last 8 months, you know, I really felt that we needed to look at this topic of, you know, really seeking God, really have that faith. Can I ask you all to mute the call? There's a few lines that are still off of mute. Can you mute your call at this time? Thank you. But yeah, I really wanted to kind of look at that topic of really seeking God and really stepping out on faith and what it requires to really seek God, because it really is a faith walk to seek Him with every area of our life and to put Him first. Is there anyone who would like to share or have any questions or comments at this time? There's someone who still has their line open. Sounds like they're walking. Thank you.
Hi, Pamela. Good morning. It's Moni.
Hey, good morning, Moni. How are you doing?
Doing good. Today was a very, very good message. Very on time. I think that for most people, we need to be still. It requires us to be still. And in all honesty, some people can't do that. They, with the world that we live in, it's such a microwave, you know, results world where they want the answer now. And they want the answer now in a lot of things, in a lot of different areas, not just from God, but just in a lot of different things. We want everything right away, you know. Traffic to be fast. Doctors to respond quickly, you know. And so some people, you know, they find it difficult to wait on the Lord because they think that He's going to take a long time, like He'll take 6 months, or no, it's probably just going to take too long to do that. And so some will resort to hearing their own voice in the answer in the situation. But in reality, if they take a chance on God, He really does answer right away. He really does. And oftentimes, we will dodge the answer because it's not what we wanted. you know. But you know, God's looking out for us, and He's not going to just go. Something is not just going to go unanswered. There will be either be a wait or a no, or what you want. But He's going to answer you because He's looking out for us. I mean, we're His children. We truly are. And when you have that little ounce of faith that He's going to answer me, He's going to tell me whether to take this job or not. He's gonna close this door if it's not the job for me. You know, he'll do it for us because we had the faith enough to believe that He was going to answer us. And really, truly, we have to seek Him first in everything. We have to seek Him first when that bill's due, but we're not getting paid until Friday because He's the God of miracles. He can show up and literally have money growing on a tree because that's the kind of God He is. He can do a miracle, and He's oftentimes waiting to do a miracle for us. But He wants to see, do we have that faith? Do we have that faith to step out and really truly believe Him for something that we need to see change in, a transformation? He could do it all. He could do it all. I mean, He could do anything. I mean, He's really our boss anyway. He's our boss at work. He's a doctor at the hospital. He's an IRS. He's everything. And if we just put Him first, everything else will fall into place. You'll see changes in your marriage. You'll see changes in your relationship. You'll get a job you never thought you'd get. And you can be transformed from a complete bad person to an amazingly changed and transformed person when we seek Him first. I just loved your message today. I truly loved your message. I mean, I just want to share it with somebody today. I'm going to post it in the room, and I just want to share it with, I have a handful of people that need to hear your message today, and I just want to thank you for your message, Pamela. Thank you.
Well, praise God. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing, Moni, and I appreciate you so much and appreciate how much you continue to encourage me, because there's so many times I've said I'm not doing another declaration, but you continue to encourage me and get me back on the call. So I thank you for that. I really do. And you're absolutely right. It is about that faith and really trusting God. We had a situation in our household this past week where, you know, my son had moved here from New York, and he's been here in the Bay Area for a few years now in California. And I guess because he had been filing taxes here in California, not New York, you know, charged him taxes for the years that he was in California. So what they end up doing was they were sending him notices to his address in New York, and they, you know, basically were trying to collect this income tax, just making an assumption that this is how much he should pay if he had filed. And they blocked both of our accounts. And, you know, it was like in the midst of that, you know, we both were just kind of like, well, what are we going to do? Like, it's the first of the month. All of our bills are due. What's going to happen? And it was just weird because God just gave me this peace about it. And out of the blue, I kid you not, out of the blue, David got a check in the mail, two checks in the mail, for some insurance company that he didn't even know he had. It was like some court that they had ruled on in his favor or some settlement for something. And it was like so much more than what they had even blocked our. So it was like we were able to take care of everything that we needed and then some. And it was just like, look at God, like, look, you know, it was just unbelievable how he continued to provide. It was like we did not miss or nothing. And now, you know, everything's been handled and now they put all the money back into the accounts. And so it's just like, oh my goodness, this was just crazy. But that's just how God is. It's like crazy how he will just provide. It makes no sense to the normal person, but you just have to trust him. You just have to have that. He's going to provide no matter what. Is there anyone else who'd like to share?
Hi, Pamela. This is Gloria. And good morning, Declare Victory family. I just want to say thank you for your share this morning and for just reminding us that we have to put God first, seek him first, and everything else he will add unto us. We went through, I'm Dee Dee's sister, and you know, back in March, our dad had his, had that stroke. So in taking care of him and stuff, I had a similar thing with the IRS where I hadn't done my taxes for 2017. And I did file of an extension because between dealing with daddy and back and forth with him and dealing with my own personal stuff and starting a new job and stuff, I had not been able to wrap my mind around, sit down and get these taxes done, either get them done or do them yourself. Typically, I usually do it myself because thank God he's blessed me to be able to do it. So my extension, I thought, ran out October the 1st. And I looked on the computer the other day, and actually it doesn't run out until the 15th. So I'm blessed to be able to be off today, sit down, do what I need to do, and get things done and out of the way. But God does. If we put him first and allow him to lead us and guide us, he always does provide, and he always does answer us. He always does take care of what we need and a lot of times give us some of the things that we want. But even more so, he will guide. He gives us the grace, the strength, the peace, the deliverance, whatever it is that we need, he always does provide. So thank you for that reminder, and God bless you. Have a good day.
Amen. God bless you, too. Is there anyone else who would like to share?
Good morning. This is Imani.
Good morning, Imani.
Good morning. It's so good to hear your sound. It sounds like you're doing, feeling well. So thank you. Thank you for that, Jehovah Rapha. What I wanted to say about you is about getting all those clothes and stuff. We had did a spring cleaning in our home as well. And it's just you start looking at all the stuff that we really don't need. I had some things on with tags on them as well. And we bagged them up. We had three huge, big garbage bags of clothes that I packed up to give to a friend of mine to ship it back to Uganda. So it was put to good use for a gentleman out there will sell the clothes for his tuition. So, but in just thinking about all the stuff that we don't need and why are we buying it to fill a void, and the void, we shouldn't be a void because we have our Heavenly Father. And the other thing is seeking him and trusting in him. You know, my husband took a new job, and he was not quite aware that he gets paid once a month. And then something went on with the check, and I was just like, oh, God, it was come to a moment where you have to really seek God. And it went on for a couple of months, you guys, and it was like, oh, Lord, and when you deplete your savings, it's like, okay, what next? And then he mentioned something about bill pay. I had never heard about getting paid by bill pay. But God, sure enough, showed up and showed out, and the money was in the account just in time to take care of our bills. But he does meet each and every one of our needs. He meets the need that we just continue to seek and trust him. So thank you so much for your declaration. That's my little guy in the back. Sorry.
Oh, no problem. Thank you. Thank you so much. You're absolutely right. He is always right on time, always on time. I mean, he doesn't come when we want him, but he's always on time, and it's amazing. I had so many other scriptures and things I wanted to share and put in, and maybe I'll post some of them in the room, but I got a little distracted halfway through the declaration at the beginning. with the noise, and so I you know, just really want to encourage people to make sure that they mute their calls. But I do have several other scriptures in Philippians, and a scripture, you know, about Job and First King, and, you know, just how when we really trust God, no matter what things come in our lives, when we really put Him first and seek Him first and stay true to Him being the head of our lives, you know, it may not work out the way we think it's going to work out, but He ended up giving them double for the trouble. I mean, He ended up like blessing them twofold. The same with Elijah when Jezebel, you know, that tried to break his spirit. And it's like, you know, God just blessed him over and above. And that's the way He does us. He just blesses us over and above when we're faithful and continue to step out on faith and just trust Him and put Him first. And, you know, it's not seeking the kingdom, but putting the kingdom of God first. Is there anyone else who'd like to share?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Mona. How you doing? Okay, I was just what I have noticed about when I seek the kingdom of God, when I learned, me and my sister did a little a presentation with the kids at our church when we had showed them with the rice. It was the rice and the nuts, right? First, we was like the rice. We had them come over to the bowl, and we was like, okay, tell me what you like to do, because the rice was what we wanted to do first. You know, as the kids was grabbing the rice, they was filling the jar up, and we had these little nuts, and we was like, okay, what the three things we need to do to seek the kingdom of God. We was teaching them that, and they was like, we gotta pray, we have to read the word, and we have to help one another. We got to be there for one another, right? So as all the rice was in the jar, they tried to put the nuts inside, and it couldn't fit. So what we did was we had them pull the rice out, and we showed them if we seek the kingdom of God first by praying, and then first by reading the word, and, you know, throughout the day, remember to be there for one another. And then we put the nuts in, and then we poured the rice in to show them that. Then we worry about what we got to do or what we got to take care of. And what they noticed that the rice didn't fit. All the rice didn't fit. And it was just such a cool thing. And I realized that it helped me more. I don't know how much it helped them, but ever since we did that with them, that's how I've been fitted too. Like, get up, seek the kingdom of God, Mona, pray, read your word, you know, make sure you have compassion and love for God's people, you know, and it really have changed me, you know. And I notice when I don't, you know, I just get up and just go and rush and do what Mona got, and it's a different feeling within. That's what I'm trying to say is, it really do transform and change how you feel and see things. It makes me less stressful. It makes me, oh, man, I could feel the difference of really applying, seeking the kingdom of God to your life. And I just we just have to get on just to encourage someone to really just, it really is a transformation thing when you really apply it.
Wow. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's just like this peace just comes over you. It's like you don't have any worry or any care in the world, and your day just goes so much better. You know, there's times that I miss the morning call and, you know, try to get the playback, or, you know, contact Moni to get the playback, or, you know, run off and do my day without really stopping and praying and starting my day right with God first. And, you know, it's just so off-kiltered. It's like, I can't explain it. It's like, you know, something's just not right. And it's not until you really, really put Him first. And, you know, from the beginning of your day to the end of the day, just putting Him first in every decision, everything that you do, you know, there's just this peace, you know, like she talks about the peace that surpasses all understanding. It's like, you know, just amazing how everything just works out. Thank you so much for sharing. Is there anyone else?
Hey, Pamela.
Good morning, family.
Here. I just wanted to say, Sister Carolyn.
Okay, and who else was that? Hold on one second. Who else was that?
Oh, this is Pam.
Okay, we'll go ahead, Carolyn, and then Pam, you go after Carolyn.
Thank you so much. I'm so thankful for what had been shared and what Mona said and what you said. Pamela, wow. Trying to do it all and not really getting nothing done. What do I need to put first? I need to put him first in my word. And wow, thank you so much. Because I try to do it all and I'm so much, I'm up short. Put him first. And go from there. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing. Go ahead, Pam.
Good morning. Pamela, you have such a calming voice. I was just very blessed by the declaration that you shared today. And I'm just got perked up when Mona said what she said too, because it's with, you know, I forget, we go through life and life is so busy. And then that little thing of just putting God first in the beginning of the day, like when I heard it, it just spoke to my spirit. Like, a lot of us have been walking with the Lord for many, many years, but it's like you can just get so caught up, you forget. And that small moment of time of just putting God first was just such a huge, blessed reminder to me. So, Mona, thanks for sharing. Sister Pamela, thank you for the declaration. I just really am being blessed by this call this morning, as I have been there several mornings. So God bless everyone, and thank you.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing. Yes, it is about putting him first thing in the morning, you know, the first of our day. You know, we should rise up and, you know, before we put our feet on the floor, you know, we need to be on our knees praying and thanking God for giving us another opportunity to breathe air, lungs, and, you know, to just be alive. And so it's definitely about putting him first at the beginning of the day and, you know, giving him our first fruits and, you know, just blessing, you know, the ministries and the people who in our lives who are really sowing into our lives and, you know, really, you know, making, giving our first feeding, you know, putting a seed into their lives too and into the ministries. And so I really, really want to encourage you all to really seek God and have him direct you and how to sow into the life, even of Declare Victory. I mean, Declare Victory has just been such a blessing to me and for the last 3 years. And, you know, I just see so much potential for Declare Victory, and it made me think about, you know, the children of Israel who, you know, God gave them all the provision, gave them everything they needed, but they were, you know, building their own houses and allowing God's temple to go in ruins. And, you know, I would just hate to see this call shut down because, you know, we are taking advantage of what God has made provisions for us. And so, you know, let us keep that in mind to, you know, not only seek him first in the morning, but to at the beginning of our day, but to, you know, give him our first, you know, sow seeds, you know, in our finance, you know, put that first, put aside that money first to sow a seed into the ministries that have been a blessing. Is there anyone else who'd like to share? Amen. I just want to encourage you guys to, what, is there anyone else?
Good morning, Sister Pamela.
Oh, good morning.
I enjoyed your declaration this morning. I got a lot out of it. And this is the month that I'm trying to do more listening than talking. But I also want to ask you to go a little bit deeper into the ways that we could seek the kingdom of heaven, because you talked about the scripture where there's a way to a man that seems right, but in actuality it's wrong. And there's, you know, you touched on a little bit on different ways how we could seek the kingdom of heaven first, and that, you know, it will allow us to have peace and joy. So I was hoping you can go a little bit deeper into that.
Yes, definitely. Well, like I said, the main way is, you know, through our time, you know, giving him our first time, first thing in the morning, and in our finances, and in what we do, you know, what we put our effort and our energy to. So the three areas is your time, your money, and your energy. So what are you doing? You know, are you really asking God, you know, before you do anything, are you seeking him in every direction of your life? You know, before you buy that car, before you buy those shoes, you know, are you asking him, you know, is this something that I need, God? Is this something that you are desiring, you know, that you know, I need? And what I'm finding out, even, I mean, this declaration has been a blessing to me too. It's like a lot of things that we do, it's because we want and not because we need. Because we can really live and provide, God can make provisions for us on very little. And a lot of it is just us wanting, and we're not seeking God in any way or asking him to clarify, you know, what we should be doing in any given area. But yeah, if we're really focusing on our time, our energy, and our money, and asking him to direct those three areas of our lives, then I think that's where we should start. That's actually would be a start. I hope I answered your question.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's wonderful. Thank you.
Hey, Pamela, this is Ravonda. How are you?
Oh, good, good.
Just sitting in my car listening this morning to the discussion. Glad to hear you this morning. It's been a while. Like Pamela said, you just have that soothing voice in the morning. But I wanted to just kind of even take this into consideration, too, when the scripture does say there's a way that seemeth right. And it's, you know, a lot of times we try to come up with our own solutions, you know, all the time. We'll get busy with trying to, you know, make our own solutions. And at the end, it doesn't always yield us the best result. And sometimes that will happen. I don't think that we get it perfect, and I don't think that that's what we have to, that's the expectation. But when we get the discipline of first making sure that our lives in every area will line up with the word of God, the principal thing which never changes, he's our plumb line. The truth of God in our life never changes. And I heard Moni talk about how, you know, he will always answer us. And I will even take that a little further to say that even in our now situation, it may not seem like we have an answer, but he's already provided an answer, because it doesn't always come to us in just an audible feeling or just in our knowledge, or we get an unction from him, but it's always found in the word of God. Our answer is always found in the word of God. But one of the areas that I knew that I had to really make sure that in my tithe and giving God the first part of my life, because emotionally, so much of who I was tied up in a whole lot of things, such as my success or how I failed or what I accomplished or what I didn't have or what I lost or what I gained, all of that kind of stuff. I'm reminded of Miles Monroe's book about time, talent, and treasure. Excellent book, and I think it'll go down in history as being, you know, just one of those books that I think that every one of us need to have in our library. If we haven't, we just need to read it. But what do I spend my time to? How do I spend my money and my treasure? And then I had to look at what was the common denominator in all of that. It was who I was emotionally, who I am emotionally, because who I am emotionally will say how I will spend my time, how I will spend my treasure, and what will I use my talent doing. And at the radical part is just that, who are we emotionally and how emotionally do we line up with the Word of God? And one of the things that I realized with the children of Israel, and we don't always see it, and a lot of preachers don't really bring it out, about how they taught their children basic principles, things that will help them in life, that and they taught them how to really keep their emotions in check. And what it did was it helped them to further their success to a place that they're emotionally, it probably wouldn't have taken them had they just fell apart or failed to, and that's what they were teaching them how to do, is not, don't fall to pieces. But if you put these things in place, at least you won't trip off of, I did everything that was right. I eliminate that part. Maybe this isn't for me. And sometimes we reach those conclusions real early in our lives, or down through our lives, because we haven't really gotten our emotions in check, because our emotion is tied to our money. Our emotion is tied to our talent. Our emotion is tied to our treasure. So it isn't always just our discipline, but emotionally who we are. And so I might be good at saving money, but not necessarily on what I spend it on. If, you know, so it becomes kind of oxymoronic, for lack of a better word. So the first thing one of the things that I'm learning to do now, you know, at the age that I am now, and I never thought I would have to, is really, you know, go back and see, you know, where the axe head fell off, because it shouldn't be that I always need God to perform a miracle. You know, a miracle is after we've exhausted everything that's humanly possible, that's beyond man's hand, that, you know, God steps in and he does this. But really, some of the stuff I can do if I just make sure, you know, that I put some principles in place. And like you said, getting up in the morning and tithing the first part of our morning, you know, yielding our will to the Lord, you know, on, you know, not being busy doing things that don't count, you know, getting my emotions in check first thing in the morning. And not only that, making sure that I don't go to bed on some foolishness, so I don't have to wake up and, you know, do all of that. I can just really spend some good quality time with the Lord because I did what I had to do on yesterday. You know, so we end up being much better rounded, well-rounded. So thank you. I don't mean to ramble on, but this morning I just, you know, I heard a lot of different things, and your share was really good. It gives us some food for thought, because at times when we think we need a miracle, God is telling us what we really need is some discipline in our lives and getting our emotions in check. And then we can save the stuff that we really, really can't do. We can really give that to God, because that's out of our hands. And we did everything that we are supposed to do. So this is what I need him for, you know. So enjoyed you this morning, sis.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, it is all about, you know, really trusting him to take care of everything. You know, and I heard you say, you know, sometimes we can do it ourselves and we don't really need to bother him about those things. But, you know, I think it's even deeper than that. You know, it's like, you know, going to him about everything. That's the way I feel. I feel like, you know, it's like including him in every area, you know, and not trying to take it on myself, because when I try to take it on myself, I tend to make it about me. And then when it goes a certain way, then I'm the one taking the praise for it. And I'm the one looking at, like, look at what I did, and I'm not giving God the glory for it. But it's like he wants us to yield everything to him and, you know, allow him to receive that glory and that honor for every area of our life. You know, we should not be puffed up or, you know, the Bible talks about, you know, if we get our rewards from man, you know, we're not going to get it in heaven. You know, it's like, you know, you've already received your reward here on earth. If you're doing things and accomplishing things on your own without allowing God to be a part of it. And so I think we need to keep him in the loop on every area of our lives. But I appreciate what you're saying. But
I guess it's like this. It's like with him entrusting us with our children. We grow our children up to a certain point where they will ask us for advice on how to do things. And we teach them the process of, you know, hopefully, you know, making decisions, making sure that you have enough information. And then later on, as they grow up in life, they may not have to call us because they remember what it is that they've been taught.
Right. I see what you're saying now. Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. You know, so that's what I'm saying. So at some point in our lives, and it doesn't mean that we're not trusting God that before I go out and get this, that I get over here and pray, you know, whatever. No, what I've learned is that, you know what, if I don't have enough money, I better not buy this house. You know, he said, count up the cost. It's some things even in stewardship that he's taught us in his word that before we even build something, we have to consider the cost.
Right, because you know, it's already in you. Like, you already know it. It's already
there
in
you. There you go. There
got
you
it.
Go.
Got it.
So maturity brings us into a point where it's not that God ain't getting the glory out of my life, but he's getting the glory out of my life because I got enough sense not to go get this house I can't pay for. And I ain't got to ask. I might want it, and I might stand up, Daddy, can I have it? You know what? But from what I've learned, I know that I shouldn't get it. That's giving him the glory because at the end of the day, I'll have some more money that I can give. You know, I ain't got to worry about it being a slave to my credit card. So it's more than, you know, it's other ways that he gets the glory other than just, you know, we stop by and we ask him for this Mercedes. We can't, you know, look what God did. And 6 months later, I got to give it back.
Right. Wow. Isn't that the truth? Is there anyone else who'd like to share?
Good morning. This is Liz.
Good morning.
Hi.
You said your name is Liz?
Yes.
Are you a new caller?
No, I've been here since August when they were doing the personal testimonies.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for calling in, and thank you so much for sharing and speaking this morning. Go right ahead.
Thank you for your declaration. You know, with everything that's been said, it just reminds me of one of the first scriptures that I was taught. And it's Proverbs 3:5-6, as we all know it. You know, we say it, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thy own understanding. It sounds nice to say, but what you have said this morning, it really goes in with the Matthew 6:33. Because I know it's a lot of times, you know, I have gone to do something, and then when it blows up in my face, I have to ask myself and then be truthful and own my own stuff. Like, did you ask God about this?
Right.
And I realized that I didn't, so I have to turn around and ask for forgiveness and go through that. And so in trusting him in all our ways, and then like the lady said before, then we won't go out here and get this Mercedes and have to give it back. Or we look at our bank statement, or we look at our our charge card and we've got it to the max and never be able to pay it off for 15 or 20 years and pay them back five times and whatever it is trying to get stuff. And so with what's been said, it just reminds me to consciously just think of 6:30, Matthew 6:33, and seeking God and to trust in Him and to acknowledge Him while walking through our day. We don't know what we're going to come up against, and somebody might come up with something that sounds really great or really good, and to ask God about it before we do anything. So again, thank you for your declaration, and good morning to everyone, and God bless you.
Amen. God bless you too, and thank you so much for that, Sherry. You're right. Proverbs 3:5-6. I love that. That was my mother's favorite verse, and she used to share that with us all the time, to trust in the Lord with all thy heart and trusting God and seeking Him first definitely go hand in hand, because it's all about the faith walk, you know, and just walking in faith and allowing Him to guide every step. And so you're absolutely right. They go hand in hand. Thank you so much for sharing.
And you know what's so good, Pamela, about God is that he's so graceful to us that if it's not in His will, He'll turn it into a lesson for our good.
Yes.
You know? I mean, who does that? Who loves us so much, and He'll put boundaries around us so that we don't hurt ourselves. You know, because we want it so bad. I want it so bad. I just want it so bad. And I want it. I want it. I want it. But He loves us so much that He'll just say, okay. Okay. And then He'll already have the strategy of you know, we'll have to go through, and then we'll find ourselves crying later, begging to get me out of this job. These girls are too mean to me here. But so, as long as we know that before we go into something, whether it's a relationship or a job or, you know, whatever it is, as long as we know. Yeah, I've heard people tell me, you know, yep, this is it. Yeah, this is it. I'm going to take this job. And then inside of me, there's something in my gut saying, oh, okay. But, you know, I pray them through it. I pray victory. I pray Jesus is going to get the victory for it, you know. And then later on, I've heard them cry to me, I need to get out of this job now. Pray for this job. These people hate me here. And then, you know, I have to remind them, God's going to get the victory and you're going to get the lesson. You speak to this circumstance and you say that this is going to work together for your good because you're a child of God. So, you know, God is so good in that area. He'll protect us even if we kicked and screamed that we wanted it. We wanted it. I want that Mercedes Benz. He's such a good God. He is. I just wanted to add that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And like Ravonda was saying, you know, once we learn that lesson, you don't have to keep bumping your head several times. You know, once you got so many knots on your head, you start learning. It's like, maybe I should not step out and do this again. And it's definitely about just trusting God, and He is so faithful. Completely.
Hey, Pam.
Yes.
Oh, this is Juliet. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Hey, Juliet, how are you doing? Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I was just thinking, I think it was Rhonda, she was talking about her class. And I remember me and Carolyn were teaching a class about submission. And what came out of the lesson is that it says that it's easier for us to accept Jesus as our Savior than our Lord. But there's two parts. We're supposed to accept Him as our Savior and our Lord. So seeking Him out, to me, is accepting His Lordship over my life. And, you know, what you were saying is like, and I have thought the same thing, Pam, was like every aspect of my life, I'm supposed to be asking God. But then I'm listening to also what Rwanda was saying, that a lot of times we just want. and what Moni's saying, sometimes we just want what we want, and we don't think God, first of all, is something that we want. We haven't asked God because deep in our hearts, we know God would say no. So we can't wait. We go for it, you know, and as a result, we find ourselves 7 years or 20 years trying to get out of that situation, but God still makes a provision. But you know, I think our whole process in our walk, once we've accepted Christ, instantly we take the gift. Nobody has a problem accepting the gift of salvation. I think God, you know, the rest of our walk is accept lordship over our life. You know what I'm saying? I think that's what our whole journey is about.
Give right.
But we have so much patience in God to where, you know, we're so faithful. Our patience, you know, is where our faithfulness lies, because he's always faithful to us. But being patient enough to know and to recognize that he knows what's best, you know, that's a process.
Yes. Yes. You know? Yeah, you're absolutely right. Everybody's willing to take the gift of salvation, but it comes when it comes to surrendering our will to his. It's like that's when we're like, I got this. Like, I ain't surrendering nothing right now. It's like that's where we have a problem. It's like we don't want to surrender. And that's what it's all about. You know, putting him first is just surrendering and allowing him to be in charge and be in control. Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you.
Hey, Pamela.
Hello.
It's Dee Dee. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
I'm not sure. I've had some phone issues. I'm still in Denver, and so the connection's been kind of crazy. Thank you, sis. I was laying here just listening to your share and listening to everyone, and I'm just so full and so thankful. I can just say thank you, Jesus, for it all, and to really know him as a provider, and to know everybody gave such good things to think about, and for me, and it's just for me, so it's not contradicting anything. It's just really what I've had to learn about who I say he is, and to not, because it's easy for us to quote scriptures, it's easy for us to talk the talk, that's all good, but God is already given us everything, right? So I think sometimes when, like, I agree with my sister Rwanda, when we're sitting here saying we're waiting on God and God's already done it, I mean, we just have to be mindful of what we do, if that makes any sense. And again, just believing him to be God. God is God. All things work. So the choices, I think it goes back to choices that we make as far as getting myself in situations, and then we're, like she said, waiting for God to pull us through. Well, we did it. So I get it. He's God, and he can't do anything. He can't do anything but fail for us. But for me, I've had to learn, and it came with bump of my head, even in the season that I'm in now, to really seek him for everything I do, starting my morning off right, and in the process, I've been retired for 3 years, and I'm amazed at what he's done with just, you know, with less. And it's so funny, I listened to you talk about the IRS with your son, and then my sister Gloria mentioned it, and I think Imani or someone else, the same thing. I just got a letter that I almost didn't get. You know, I get the little slips from the certified for some old stuff. And I'm like, where did that come from? But you know what? My old mindset, when I was working and my finances were different, I would have just been like, yeah, okay, whatever. You know, this time, Pamela, I didn't even get oh my God, what am I going to do? And it's not a little bit of money. But I was just like, okay, all right. Well, you know, just that different peace that I got about what the IRS is, okay, because I'm seeking God and I'm trusting him, and I know that it's going to work out. And I'm just grateful again, like you said, as far as declare victory, how we pouring in and giving of our time and just tithing and let all of it is so good. And it's also good to hear your sound. So I heard you say you had thought about not doing any more declarations. Good luck with that. God bless you in that area. That was Moni on the call. So I look forward to hearing you, sis, and I love you. And I hear you. You sound good. It's a different sound in your voice, and we know him to be Jehovah Rapha too, right? So I just love you, and I thank you for sharing your son. Oh my God, it's just good. I'm getting ready to get my stuff together. We're heading back home today. So I just love you and thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Dee Dee. I just appreciate you. I love you to life. And, you know, just you have just been such a blessing in my life in ways that you will never know. I mean, it's just amazing how you have just spoken into my life and just been there just through prayer for my son on many occasions. But, yes, you're absolutely right. It's just about, you know, trusting God and knowing that he's got it and that peace. It was like, when that happened to David and I had put him on all of my accounts because, you know, I'm like, you know, something happens to me with my health. I want him to be able to get into any of my accounts and be able to handle everything, not thinking that they would be freezing all my stuff too, you know, but it was like, there was just this piece of like, okay, you know, that's what happened. And I'm just gonna, you know, it'll work itself out. You know, and it did. I mean, literally not even 24 hours. It's like these two checks settlements from something that was just ridiculous. Like, I mean, it was something ridiculous. I want to say it was like Amazon or something like really weird. I have to ask David what it was for, but it was just something weird. These two large checks just came in the mail and it was some settlement for something that he had done, I think it was PayPal or something crazy. And I was just like, what? Like, this is nobody but God to just, you know, come through like that over and above and above and above what we had previously needed, you know. And it's just, you know, God is just so faithful. I mean, we're the ones who question and doubt and cry and cause ourselves to go through so much stress. And we don't need to, because he's already got it. He's already got it. He's already working it out. Thank you so much, Dee Dee, for sharing. Is there anyone else? Well, the hour is getting late, so I'm going to go ahead and wrap the call up. I want to thank everybody for sharing, and I want to just encourage you all to just continue to, you know, put God first. Just continue to really seek him, to continue to chase after him, continue to draw so close to him. Because with him on your side, it's like, you know, nothing can fail. It's like, you know, the enemy cannot get the victory. So let us close in prayer. If there's no one else who'd like to make any comments at this time. Father God, we just come to you this morning. Thank you, God, for your everlasting love, for just being a provider for us, God. We thank you, God, for the way that you love us so intricately, God, for the way that you sewn us in our mother's womb, God, the way you knew us before we were ever born, God. I thank you, God, for all that you have done in our lives, God. I thank you for every caller on this line, God. I pray, Lord, that you would meet them right where they are, God. And I pray, Lord, that you would give them that desire to seek you first, God, every area of their lives, God. God, seek you first in their time and their energy and their gifts and in their giving, God. Father, we will not hesitate to give you the glory, God, for all that you do, God, for meeting our every need, God, not what we want, but what we need, God. We thank you, God, this day and forevermore. Amen. Amen. I love you all to life. Have a very blessed Monday, and I can't wait to hear what God has for us tomorrow.
Thank you so much. Amen. Love God you so much, Pam.
Love you. God bless you, everyone. Have a good day.
Pray for me. Amen.
Marriage Matters tonight, 6 o'clock. Marriage Matters tonight at 6 o'clock.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.